Good luck. And Jules is here along with a dynamic duo. You know, if you look at Google, I actually Googled frigid armadillo, right? I found some interesting things on these gentlemen over here. All right. For the first thing I found, frigid armadillo, is that they've got the idiosyncratic house music came up. How is that? Amazing. Like, I feel like they also used adjectives for their press releases. If you think about it, they also just took, like, what's the most cool word? Idiosyncratic. Okay, let's do that then. That's it. Nobody knows what it means, but it's provocative. It gets the people going. So please welcome, it is Good Luck and Frigid Armadillo.
Thank you.
Hi, Jules.
Hello, Carl. Habibi.
Hey, Habibi. Habibti, it's been great. It has been, but it's good to be back and to see your face. And
yeah,
I'm so sorry I missed the drop of this, the Friday thing. I wasn't here.
Yeah, you weren't here.
I'm sorry.
It was a really good drop this time round. This is our first totally independent release as artists, as a collective. We decided we're going to do this completely independent.
Yes.
And we've had, I'm not trying to like...
No, please do.
Throw shade on any labels or anything, but we've had the best reaction and the best response to a single that we've had in a long time. So, you know, there's no shade on going independent with your music.
I love what you are saying.
Yeah.
And I mean, I too would love to say stuff.
It's scary. It's scary as an artist when you've been releasing through labels your whole life. Mm. And you're like, can I do it? Hey, but we've had an amazing reaction across the board, from support from the Apple Musics and the Spotify's.
Nice.
Right through to the fans, right through to just the uptake and the feedback and the press and the love from radio. And it's been like, yeah, like we haven't had it for a while like this. So it's really cool.
It's because of the independence and because I feel like it's something that you've birthed. And now this beautiful baby is in the world. Goodbye, my friend. And we love it. We are all baby's godparents.
You are, absolutely.
Yes,
co-parents.
That's correct. We are indeed.
Do you have a name for your baby yet?
Oh, the real baby. The one that's actually baking. No, not yet.
Carl has something on his heart that he would like to share with you. I don't know if he wants to share it now.
I had a few name options.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
No. All of them have Carl in them, though.
You know, it's a girl, right?
Yes.
Okay, Carlita.
But you don't have to decide now.
Yes,
okay.
You don't.
Just hear him out.
But yeah. I'm just saying, like, you know, Carla is a beautiful name that speaks to strength. Not Nicole, but Nicole is also a very powerful name. And then there's a few. Carlucia. Okay.
Carlita
is a very good name as well. It's beautiful. But you know what? Mm. Talking about names, mm-hmm. I have a bone to pick with certain people like Lebo and Sia. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Lebo and Sia are a dynamic duo introducing Frigid Armadillo. Whee! They have so much pressure to give this name like the story of a lifetime. No pressure. You're only live on KFM 94.5. Lebo, first and foremost, welcome. Hi.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sia.
We feel very welcome.
Great. And it's so nice to see you, meet you, connect with you. Let's talk frigid armadillo.
Let's go.
So let's talk about the two words. Frigid, icy, very cold, super cold. Also, in terms of its urban meaning, cold means like really dope, like amazing. Mm-hmm. So perhaps there's a connection there. Armadillo.
Oh, I love that.
A creature that is protected by its shell and rolls up in the face of danger.
That is correct. That is very true.
So why are we frigid armadillo?
There is absolutely no reason. That is the most poetic thing. I wish I went with that. But there is absolutely no reason. So how it came about is we dabbled with a couple of names.
Knew it.
Before we were frigid armadillo.
Like I did.
We had a few names.
Yes.
Yeah, it wasn't working. It wasn't like sticking. It wasn't land. We had frequent.
Funky as panda. One.
It was
funky
just
panda.
Horrible. It was a terrible showing for us. Look, it wasn't landing. It wasn't sticking at all. And then one night, I just thought of the naming convention of dead mouse, like it's a noun.
Yes, a rodent who had passed away.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And that story is a lot better than this one. And I just thought, okay, it's a state and it's an animal. That makes total sense. Mm. I mean, it doesn't, but that's exactly why it does. So I was like, okay, cool. Let's put two words together. What? Armadillo. Never heard that before. Cool. Mm. That's the animal. Then what's the state? The armadillo can't be happy armadillo. That sounds weird. Frigid armadillo.
Happy armadillo sounds like a smoothie place.
It does.
Yeah.
That makes terrible smoothies.
It also sounds like a daycare center.
Terrible daycare center.
But okay.
So, Radhapasya, the response was, it was like one night after midnight on WhatsApp, he just replied, I love it. And we've been frigid armadillo since then.
Wow. Wow, this is, and Sio, you were okay with this? Did you agree just to keep the peace?
We're not very.
I mean, it was better than Frequent.
It was better than Funky Panda. Yes.
Well, do you know there's a band called Veranda Panda?
Veranda Panda.
Who are actually massive fans of your name. They told me it's like we're all here for French Dominant.
They were on the way to your name, and they stopped at Veranda Panda
because they came first. And the problem is also you have to look at like the name association. So when you go like Funky Panda, they'd probably come up first, you know.
Yeah.
So that's something that, like, when you search engine optimize it, you find it, and there's no other people with a similar name. Like, if you go Good Luck Band, you're only gonna find Jules and Co. That's it. If you do Fuji Domodillo, you find Lebo and Sia.
Okay, this is very good. I get it now completely. I thought you were gonna go with something like, because frigid means it's a state of like, you know, very, it's a state of cool that is the ultimate version of cool.
Yeah.
Then Armadillo, you wanna protect house music, you wanna protect music. So Armadillo is in the face of all of the mediocrity in this world, and Armadillo rolls up and says, hey, you know what? I'm gonna protect myself
that's
from
our PR
it.
So that's how
PR should run with that. Use that. There you go.
So I thought you were going.
No, that's our
like
PR
that.
Answer, but we just thought, you know, for the sake of family, come with the truth.
Okay.
And then we'll PR it later. So we're definitely going to adopt that going forward. But for now, yeah.
So how did the Frigid Armadillo and the Good Luck, the connection here is very, very important. Because I'm imagining that it wasn't a Zoom call, it wasn't an email. I always see these things happening backstage at gigs. Like when Jules sees somebody that she likes, then she's like, oh my word, who are you guys? And then you guys connected. That's, in my mind, I have a strange imagination. I picture it happening that way, but how did it happen?
We're going to hate to disappoint
it's
you again.
It's a colorful imagination. I wish it were that.
Yeah.
You guys are disappointing me.
We met through their manager, actually, Valentine, a really cool guy. He basically linked us up. You know what? He was sending me some beats for another artist he had, Cayenne de Soul. Actually, this is the truth of the matter.
Okay.
And he was like, I have these beats, send them to me. And he was taking a long time to send them. And I was on his case. I was like, come on, I'm writing now. I'm creative. Give me some stuff. And he said, listen, I've got this really cool beat by this band called Frigid Armadillo. And I was like, I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
This is a name. And they sent it to me. And he sent it to me. And I instantly was like, this, I want to write to the song. It's just such a beautiful piece of music. But it took me a while to find the inspiration. And after one crazy night, and the reason the story kind of manifested, after one crazy night of just a big shock bit of news for me, I came home and this song just poured out of me onto this beautiful beat that they'd sent through. And so we actually only met each other after the song was made, completely finished, done, klar.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Wow.
That's kind of wild.
You know what? I like my stories better.
You do. We should just employ you to do just write stories for us.
Because I honestly pictured there was this one gig, and then, you know, Good Luck were playing at the same gig, but then Frigid Armadillo, you were called up to stage, but before you went there, Jules pulled you back, Sia, and said, "Who are you guys?"
Frigid,
and then then you were like, "Hey, we Frigid Armadillo." I'm like, I love the name. I know Veranda Panda. We were almost called Panda. Suddenly, it was pandemonium. And you guys connected, and it's like, look here, but I just wanted to say hello, my friend. And then Lebo, you looked back and you said, no, goodbye, my friend.
I'm so sorry for disappointing you. I'm just such a letdown.
I'm trying to build
the reality is just not colorful enough. I'm sorry.
Can I just do the rest of your interviews for this song? Can I just?
You can. You ask the questions, you give the answers.
I'm going to.
Let's just run with it.
But this is it's such a great project that you two are doing. So Lebo and Sia, all the best with, because I know you have other works out there. But the great thing about this, especially in this music industry, is that often when somebody hears Frigid Armadillo, they now not only will listen to Good Luck and Goodbye, My Friend, but now they're going to go back in your works and they're going to listen to other songs that you have done before, which true, I know are on the interweb somewhere. They are roaming around there.
Can I just say, these are two of the most talented producers I've come across in a long time. And I'm working with a lot of people.
What?
Yeah, man.
Better than Ben.
I'm not allowed to say that. He's probably listening.
Did you record the vocals with Sia and Lebo as well?
Ben recorded my vocals.
Okay.
And that's always an interesting challenge in itself, because he's quite strict. Tries to get the best performance out of everyone, which is good. And then, we kind of just worked on the arrangement together, and we, you know, it ended up being what it is. But when I heard that first beat and that first piece of music, I was just like, this is magic. This is the chords, the structure, the way that it's all put together. It's just, it's progressive in a way that took my heart and just ran with it. Yeah. So.
Wow. And Sia and Lebo, when you heard it the first time, when you got the first draft of the idea and concept of the song.
Usually when we get a draft of a vocal song, we're always like, we're not too sure. But this one stood out quite a bit and we're like, okay, yeah, I think we've got something here. Mm-hmm. And then we just worked in it, developed it, and yeah, it is what it is now.
Wow. You see, nice Jules one. Does that to people, by the way. You hear a voice once, you're like, I need to make more music. And that's how it goes. But I'm looking forward to hearing the song. It'll be a very special performance because I believe it may just be one of your last live performances, right? Maybe?
Yeah, I've got 5 more gigs as good luck on the circuit until I'm taking 4 months off. Yeah.
Add a new member.
Mm. And adding a new member to the team. Yeah, so it's crazy. Like, we've been gigging so hard for the last three, since COVID, you know, since we came back, we've been really busy.
I can see.
So it's kind of like, it's kind of like going to be a bit of a change of pace to not suddenly not be gigging anymore. Mm. But I'm looking forward to writing lots of new music with hopefully these guys as well, so a few other producers, and just keep writing, keep the tunes flowing, you know.
It's going to be beautiful. Well, you'll hear this song, Goodbye My Friend, live on the flash drive. Frigid Armadillo and Good Luck, the epic collab that you need in your life. And don't forget, Frigid, icy, cool, really the height of coolness. Armadillo, rolled up and defending what is the cause that is music. The mediocrity needs to be defended against, and that's what an armadillo does. In the face of it, rolls up and starts using the purity there. And then Good Luck, a band that you know and love, are together in this epic collab. Like the Avengers, they've come together to save the world with Goodbye, My Friend.
Say goodbye, my friend. This is the bitter end. 'Cause we've been on the edge before, but I can't take the fall.
Yes! Come on! Frigid Armadillo and Good Luck live. Yes. On the flash drive in KFM 94.5. Ooh. That was absolutely sensational.
Fabulous.
And you know what? That's the thing about music in this way. It is actually a breakup song. Hold on, Jules, get back to the mic. Go, okay. Just back to the mic. Find a mic. And just you need to give some background, because what I hear from the lyrics of this particular song is that when I heard it a few times, I did, because obviously I'm obsessed with you. But I found that what you were doing is you were giving like the height of diplomacy in a breakup.
Yeah.
But there's a story behind that. I just want you to share a bit more before.
Yeah, it's a special song to me, you know, because I was invited out for dinner one night to a friend's house, and just a normal dinner, I thought, kind of going out to hang out. And when I got there, they sat us down. They're like, guys, we have some news. We're getting a divorce. And we were not expecting to hear this news. And we were kind of like, these are good people that we love, both of them equally. And we were like, okay, hectic. You know, wasn't expecting that. Yeah. But they were handling it with such maturity and such grace. And they were like, this is what we need to grow as individuals. We've had an amazing relationship, but we recognize like, this is what we need to develop and become better people and better humans. And we were just like, wow. That's amazing, you know. So I went home and the song just poured out of me because I was trying to process what I'd heard.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think not all breakups are for the worse. I mean, obviously there's always pain and you're always going to hurt. Mm. But it's not always like, it doesn't always have to be a bad outcome. Mm. Sometimes it can be like a totally enlightening and beautiful and, yeah, just like a fall in love with yourself again moment, you know. I think that's where it ended up. And so the song is like a happy, empowering breakup song.
But that's what I heard.
Yeah, did you hear that?
Okay, I heard that because you're saying goodbye, my friend.
Yeah.
You're not giving that whole like Olivia Rodrigo getting back type of thing. You're actually saying, you know what?
I hate you so much right now.
Yeah, you spend time with this person.
Exactly. There's love, you know.
And there's real love, but at that particular point, it's a waypoint where you have to try different paths to find something. Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's okay.
It's okay. And yeah, I mean, people have been writing into us saying, this is helping me through, you know, saying goodbye to somebody that I love. This is helping me through, I've been through stuff with my family. I've broken up with a friend and I'm feeling this song from that perspective. So it's not, it means something different to everyone, mm-hmm. but it's about just ending something. And it's not always a bad thing, you know.
This is perfect. And I needed you to justify the song because listening to it is a vibe.
Yes.
But now knowing the meaning,
maybe
it gives it a different bit of gravitas as well, which I really appreciate. So thank you so much, Jules. It's beautiful.
Thank you. I've missed you. I'm so happy to be back. I love you guys.
I love you so much. And just remember that Carla is still on the table as a name option. Carlucia.
I like Carlita the most.
Carlita. Good luck, Frigid Armadillo. Streaming right now. Support vocals from the locals.